Hicks from Disability Services Division.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the Children's Long-Term Support Waiver Program expansion in the Disability Services Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Good morning again, Ms. Lydon.
Good morning. And with me is Mr. Stein, who is the Interim Administrator of the Disability Services Division. This report is, I think, just really an opportunity to give the committee an update on the activities in the children's area and provide some good news. We have some additional resources as part of this last biennium to provide waiver services to families who had children on our waiting list. We had about 130 new slots and 150 transitional slots. With those slots, we've been able to really eliminate about a 500 family waiting list over the last year, which is really, I think, attributable to a lot of the hard work by Mr. Stein and the staff and Disability Services Division. Just like we have a waiting list in adults for disabilities, we had one for families. And with the new resources and a change in model, we were really able to address that. We also have a new initiative going on, which is to establish a third-party payer source that the state is requesting that all counties move toward because of CMS, the entity that really gives the waivers and the authority for approval, really wants to have additional encounter data on the units and the types of services, and they are requesting and going countywide to establish a third-party administrator, much in the same way that the care management organization uses to, you know, establish authorization for bills to pay them for all of the services in the children's area, and we are working on an initiative to roll that out this year. So this report was really more for information only to let you know that I think it's really a commendable accomplishment to be able to have services available when families need them for kids with disabilities. We've also established now a single number. So we have a resource center number for older individuals and a separate number for families who have kids. And that would include all of our children's programs, which are our autism program, the transition program for individuals 18 to 21, as well as our waiver services, our long-term support waiver services. And we also operate the early intervention, the birth to three resources. Mr. Stein, would you like to just add anything or make any comments?
Thank you, Ms. Lydon. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I think the only thing I would like to add is there is also an initiative we're working on as part of the Family Care Expansion Project with the state and UWM to enhance our youth transition activities, as Ms. Lydon alluded to. We're working on developing a protocol to go out into the school systems and really do a pretty significant amount of outreach and education with both the faculties of the schools as well as the families of children in those schools starting around the age of 14 to make sure that they understand what's necessary ahead of them looking into that transition into the adult world of funding and for disabilities associated with family care, anticipating, hopefully, with our fingers crossed, that we'll be at an entitlement benefit in the family care program on a time schedule that we've shared with you before within the next 2 years or so. So that's the only other thing I wanted to add, but thank you very much.
Thank you. This isn't a provisional item. I have no comments or questions from committee members. Thank you both very much. And moving on to item